It is 5 minutes after 10 o'clock now. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so glad that we have three representatives from First Row today. Four, if you count their coach, who is also here. Her name is Joy Nix. When Liz Adams of our staff, who is involved with Three Rivers Rowing Association, told us about First Row, I said, we've got to work to get these girls on. First Row helps with self-discipline, confidence, cooperation, and fitness all through rowing. And we're going to get a chance to meet some of the participants that are here. And why don't we, let's see who's here. I think Sam, is that you?
Yep.
It is you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Troy Hill and Spring Hill.
You know, I never knew about Troy Hill until fairly recently. I met a woman who lived in Troy Hill. She still does. And went up there to visit. And it's like its own place all in and of itself. And where do you go to school?
I go to school at City Charter High School.
And are you going into your junior year?
I'm in my junior year now.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. And before I forget, do you want to say hello to anybody? Any shout outs or anything? You may not, but if anybody comes to mind, feel free.
No.
Nobody comes to mind. That's fine. And then sitting next to you, I think, is Liz. Good morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You? And you know the drill now. What neighborhood do you live in?
I live on the north side.
Whereabouts? Which neighborhood?
I'm right off of Perrysville.
Okay. I'm. You know, there are how many neighborhoods in the north side? I think 18 between Manchester, where I spend a lot of time, Central North Side, Brighton Heights. There's so many. And Liz, how old are you?
I'm 15.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
And what's your concentration there?
I'm a vocal major.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Great. I know some of the music teachers there. Mr. Thompson is a good friend of mine. Now, he is a bass player, so I don't know if you would see him very often. Miss Latta gets more involved with drama. Were you, have you been at Kappa since sixth grade?
No, I've only been there since ninth grade.
How's it been so far?
It's great. I love it there.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Most of the kids from Kappa I get to see are really tremendous. We should have you come and sing sometime, by the way. We have kids singing or acting or reading, writing, you know, just about every week. So it would be cool to do that. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, that's good. And then let's add our last youth representative. What's your name?
Jamaica.
And how old are you?
16.
And where do you go to school?
City Charter High School.
What's nice to have you here. And are you going into your junior year as well? Or you are in your junior year. I'm forgetting school started already. So you're all juniors, right?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Okay. And where do you live, Jamaica?
East Liberty.
East Liberty. And do you any highs at all to say?
Just to all the listeners. That's about it.
Well, that's nice of you to do that. And I'm going to turn over to Joy real quickly. Joy Nix is the coach of First Row. Tell me, how did this program come about?
Well, it came about, I actually moved up here to help start this program in 2009. So we've kind of been going strong with the rowing portion of that since the spring. It started out as a partnership with Three Rivers Rowing and communities and schools. And this year, Three Rivers Rowing has taken over responsibility for the program. And we're getting more and more competitive each year, which is really fun to see.
So Nicole Molinaro,
yes.
Who is a good friend of mine, I think she just got married and
she has
a different last name, which is escaping me, but she's with communities and schools. So where did you come from?
Well, I came from Texas. The idea of First Row came because of a number of other startup programs around the country that were showing promise with working with inner city urban youth and the effect that that's had in a positive way on their lives, as you said earlier, with self-discipline, confidence, team building, and just improving their health in general.
When did you start getting into rowing?
I started rowing when I was a freshman in high school, just like some of these ladies. And I started in Seattle. My sister was a senior on the rowing team, and I had to wait around after school for her. And one day I decided to go check things out. I had no clue what it was, and they were short a person for a boat, so they threw me in, and I've been in ever since.
Now, anytime I think about rowing, I think about how strenuous it must be and also how interactive it is. And I see some heads nodding. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Liz? You're good.
It's a lot of work and it's very hard, but it's all worth it. Like, it's really intense, but how you feel after, you just feel proud of yourself for like doing something so physical.
What makes it so intense?
Well, it's physically it's hard, and then mentally it's also hard because you have to pay attention to multiple things while you're rowing.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, and all of you feel free to jump in here as we talk. I mean, there's one person who's sort of shouting stuff out, right? Who's that? Okay, that's you. Okay, and what are you called? There's a name for that, Sam. I forget. Is that like the
coxswain?
Okay, and so you're like telling people what to do. It's like stroke,
yeah,
or whatever. What are the instructions you're giving, actually?
Tell people how to row, when to row, how hard to row, and stuff like that.
And I'm not playing dumb. I really don't know much about crew at all. I never rowed, in crew. You're not rowing, right? You're just giving instructions?
I row and I cox.
Oh, okay, but when you're coxing, do you row at the same time?
No.
Okay, so you've got to give these instructions. That's got to be very, stressful mentally, because you're, driving, right?
Yeah. It's when you're rowing, it's the physical side, but when you're coxing, it's more of the mental side, because if you don't cox right, you always have the pressure of, oh, I might run into something right now.
So it's not even necessarily winning the race. It's just making sure everybody is safe.
Yes.
And is able to get from point A to point B. So when you're rowing, are there things you do outside of the water to get yourself mentally and physically prepared before you actually get in the boat? I would imagine there must be things. Jamaka, Liz, anything? Or it's Jamaica, right?
Jamaica.
Is there anything that you do? I mean, I would imagine there must be physical conditioning and aerobic stuff that you have to do.
Well, we do erging and we do tanks.
What are those?
Erging is these machines.
Like ergometrics or erg?
It's short for ergometer. It's a rowing ergometer. So it's a machine that simulates the rowing stroke.
Oh, okay.
But it takes away the water and the oar. So it's just the body sequencing.
Okay. And we've seen those. Those are rowing machines.
Mm-hmm.
And do you do that at the boathouse up 31st, is it, underneath that bridge?
Yeah, there are two boathouses that Three Rivers has, and we use both facilities at different times when we're on land. One is on Washington's Landing, and the other is in Millvale.
Okay, so you mentioned erging, Jamaica. What's the other thing you mentioned? It was
tanks.
And what's that?
It's like we're in a boat, but we don't move, and it's like basically like a big pool to me. And we got the ergs, and it practices our techniques with the how we handle our ergs, how we put it in, and
so the boat's actually on land, like on grass, or
no? it's like it's hard to explain. It's like we're sitting down and something. It's like it doesn't move.
I see. I'm looking at a picture, and can one of you describe it for radio? It looks like you're almost like in a trough that you're in, and pretending to row, like you're in a area underground, like in a big long hole rowing. Is that about
yeah,
what
it's like? You're in a giant pool, and then there is like a stationary boat, and so you're moving the oar and everything, but you're not going anywhere. So you're doing everything that you should be in the boat. You're just not moving.
So when you do this, how many people is it always? Eight, it looks like, and then one cox, or can that vary?
It can vary.
And is it important to balance people? Do you have to compensate depending on who you're with? I'm just curious about the team aspect of this.
Yeah, balance is one of the most important things, because if you aren't balanced in the boat, it'll tip over.
Interesting.
And by tip over, she means flop to one side. They don't actually end up in the water.
Well, before this program, I have so many questions about the technical aspect, but before this program, I'm just curious, like, had any of you ever been on a river before in a boat or otherwise?
No.
So, I drove a boat once, but...
I mean, so here you are, you know, we're in a city that has beautiful rivers, and when I was growing up, I had never been on one of our rivers, and actually, with the exception of way up on the Allegheny, like towards Katanning, I've never really been on the rivers closer to downtown before, so that's kind of a neat thing. What else has really struck you about what you've learned as part of this program? Any surprises that came about? You must have been kind of wondering, what's this all going to be like when you started, and what's happened since then? You've probably, you know, had some things happen you never expected to happen. I see Sam nodding her head.
It can be really hard, but it pushes you past your limits, because everyone has their own limits that they think, that's as far as I can go, but it definitely pushes you past your limits, and I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned through this program.
So you end up working harder or have more mental energy. You must be exhausted when it's all over.
Yep.
And then,
but it's worth it.
Interesting. Has it helped you, Sam? Have you related it to other parts of your life in terms of trying harder to do things, or... recognizing that a little bit of extra effort might pay off.
Yeah, I think it helps with school too, with like just going the extra mile, stuff like that.
That's good to think that way about it. I know I can think of other things that have really brought me that kind of discipline too, and things that I wish. Maybe I need to do this. I could use this kind of discipline, I think. What about you, Liz? Are there things that you can think of, either very specific examples or just general things? You all look like you're really in excellent shape, and you must be to be able to do this, in excellent strength. But have you thought of other things maybe that the program's given to you?
Well, like she said, it's pushed us past what we thought our limits, and... I had hard times committing to things, and like I would join things, and then I'd kind of get tired of it. But this, I've been able to stick to, and it's helped me commit to things more.
That's interesting, because there must be a special kind of peer pressure that takes place, because if you let your team down, they might not be able to row, I would guess, right? Because you don't have the correct number of people or the correct balance of people. So you need to be on time, you need to show up. And be dependable. Is that about right? Crew's really neat. I'm starting to realize there's a lot of things that come about. Jameka, does anything come to mind that you might want to add? It's tough coming to you third after two people have gone, but is there something, when you think about crew and maybe how it's impacted your home life or at school, does anything come to mind that has changed as a result?
Yes, it actually keeps me busy a lot. And I'm, like, really thankful to be on the team. Because, like, when I get home, it's like I'm tired, but then I got enough energy and strength to go do what my mom told me to do and wake up for school because I'm eager to go to practice.
That's incredible. And when you think about it, too, something that keeps you busy, one thing that's fun about being busy is it makes you really appreciate your free time a lot more. If you fill your life with things, all of a sudden your free time becomes really precious, as opposed to just plentiful and not very valuable. It's a little early, sophomore, two juniors. Have any of you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
Well, I thought I want to go to the Air Force. That's about it.
Well, this would be an amazing preparation for that, mm-hmm. because when you think of the training and physical fitness you're required to have, that really makes a lot of sense. How about you, Liz or Sam? When I was a sophomore or junior, I had no idea. So you might not have a good sense yet.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I plan to do. I'm thinking about going to med school, though.
Oh, wow. So I could see this, too. You know, when it comes time for you to do a 36-hour rotation, that'll be nothing. And we'll have universal health care. Wait a minute. This will be like 8 years until you go to med school. After you graduate and go to 4 years, nah, we won't have it then. It's not going to happen in 8 years. Maybe by the time your grandchildren, if you have them, go to med school, maybe. What about you, Sam?
I've been thinking about like something with chemistry or like mixology.
What's mixology? Like, bartending?
No, cosmetics.
Cosmetics. Thank you. They call bartenders mixologists. I've heard that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have you read about any of the programs like toxics in cosmetics?
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing my grad project on right now.
Excellent. I have, when we're off the air, I'm going to point something out to you on our website that you might find interesting. We've worked with some girls that have done studies on toxics and cosmetics. Is there anything else? I want to turn back to Joy, but anything else any of you want to say? It's really great to have you here.
I think we're good.
Everybody's good. Well, Joy, I'm going to turn right back to you. You've got to be so proud of these girls and what they've accomplished. And there's more, too, right? How many are involved in your program this year?
We have 13 athletes returning from last year. And then right now we're actually doing recruiting at the schools downtown, as well as Perry and Oliver, to build up our team and practice for our new athletes will begin on October 3rd.
So if you're at Perry or Oliver and any, Kappa is a place too, right?
Yeah, Kappa, City High, Northside Urban Pathways, any of the schools downtown. Those are the main locations that we provide transportation from. So if kids are able to get to practice and go to another school, they're welcome to join us, or if they can get downtown to catch the bus that leaves there around 3:50.
And what are the ages for people participating?
This is a program for girls that are in 9th through 12th grade at Pittsburgh public or charter schools.
Well, congratulations to each of you, and you can get more information. It's Joy Nix, N-I-X, at 3, spelled out, riversrowing, .org. Joy Nix at 3, riversrowing.org. And it's the phone number there's go ahead, please.
Yeah, and we also have a website. It's www.thefirstrow.org. So you can go there. We have a monthly newsletter that you can sign up for, see pictures and videos of the girls competing from last year. Also, next Saturday on October 1st is the Head of the Ohio, and that race is going to be from the point up to the 31st Street Bridge area. So folks are welcome to come down and watch the races. We'll be competing in an 8-man boat at 9:30 in the morning and a 4-man boat at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, good luck. I hope it works well. And thank you, all four of you, for being here today. It's pretty inspirational to see what you've done and to hear about it.